I get the feeling that apart from the fact that it's a bit late in the day and we're all rather busy and tired, particularly you, maybe a lot of delegations would like to have a discussion on the basis of the document which you have presented and which obviously is a particular focus of attention for all of us, and we thank you for it and for all of your efforts. I think we're making progress. Obviously, we need to work on that basis. We still need to find points of convergence. But as you said when you reopened the session this afternoon, we're getting somewhere. We still need to find elements of consensus, but we can also see that there is some rapprochement. Now, I'm not going to speak for too long because, like many delegations, I think the aim is rather to have a substantive, complete discussion when we tackle all of these items on the basis of your document. I would just recall that France will take the floor then on the basis of the national papers we've already distributed. We'll in particular be taking the floor to give you our views on characterization. I don't want to start the discussion now, it'll come up later, but I think it's important. It's essential, in fact, because that will allow us to get on when once we've managed to characterize the systems. Only then will we be able to work on possible recommendations to feed the group's report on the human machine interface. I think there's one thing we all agree on, and we need some points of agreement, and this I think is one. This is certainly going to be the key element in our work. France's position is well known. We'll certainly have an opportunity to restate it in rather more detail because it's important for us to be precise in what we say. It's important for this session to produce progress. There are plenty of GG days ahead, but December is soon upon us. We need a bit of freshness and energy to make progress. So maybe we could all try to work together on the basis of the document once we get on to item six. But thank you, and you can certainly count on France's full support.